This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is November 19th, 2014. NFL Week 12, picks and kicks. Double R, Calhoun in the building. What's up, fellas?
What up, Digital D?
Chilling. Calhoun, what's good?
I can't complain. It's cold in a bitch out here, though. Colder than a gold digger, broke
nigga,
man.
Oh, colder than a gold digger talking to some broke niggas.
Yeah, he's talking about it. It's that cold.
Good God Almighty, that's cold. Man, Atlanta feeling like goddamn New York right now, ain't?
Feeling like Minnesota.
Speaking of Minnesota, that's a good, we'll start off with that. What do you guys think of Adrian Peterson getting suspended for the...
I thought it was some bullshit. I thought he did what they told him, handle his business, then come back, then you suspend his ass, you should have suspended him from the get-go if you don't do that.
Hey, Roger Goodell up to the same shenanigans. He's around here playing into the hand of the mob, and it's fucking over a black man every single time. I mean, I think it's ridiculous to me. I think it's preposterous. How do you get your court? I'm gonna let you out now. The NFL wanna, oh no, but we got something for you too. Ridiculous.
I have a different point of view on that. I think that Adrian Peterson was kicking up too much dust in this time. I think that he should have just took whatever preliminary suspensions he was saying the NFL gave him and rolled with it. But he was making commotion, talking about, you know, they're doing them wrong, blase this, blase that. It's certain things. Children are a sensitive subject for everybody, whether they're yours or anybody else's, right? So that's one of the things that, you know, it's probably in his best interest to serve whatever the initial punishment they gave. And let it go from there. Like him not appearing to the hearing and not giving a reason. And, you know, it's just bringing bad publicity to an already ugly case, no matter how you feel about it. So I think he could have helped himself by showing up and making the same arguments he would have made at the hearing.
But when the case first came out, NFL didn't say nothing about it. Roger Goodell now was saying, we're going to let justice do in court. That's the only thing they were saying.
Yeah, but I think the courts, right now, aren't the courts basically pushing his trial back, or they offered him like some plea agreement, and then they found him with weed in his system or something like that, so.
He pled to a lesser extent,
but then they found weed in his system or something. I remember that being a headline about a couple of months ago.
He got caught smoking weed or something.
Yeah, it was something with weed, I remember that too, so, you know, that just... How does that make him look, and how does it make the situation look? You know what I'm saying? When you add all that up together.
Yeah.
You should have just said you were suspended for being caught with marijuana, possession of marijuana, if that was the case. You should have did that when it first came out.
I would agree with this and that, and he come out of this situation. I mean, he sort of laid low for a while, and even with the way he responded, I was going to respond to it, but I would not have been as adamant. If they weren't getting too much into his business with, you got to say you're not going to whoop your child anymore, he was like, I'm not going to say that. Oh, you're not remorseful at all. You know, so they had him catch 22, but he didn't help his cause at all.
And I guess that's the main point. Like, by and large, he didn't help his cause. And again, kids, whether it's yours or somebody else, you know what I'm saying? It's just a very sensitive subject for everybody, right? You know what I'm saying? So. If I was in his corner, if I was just tell him to be quiet, play the role, you know what I'm saying, for now. You know what I'm saying? You can still whip your kids. You ain't got to get out there and disagree with. You know what I'm saying? You still whip your kids. Just don't say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Just say, like, you could just say how I handle my business is personal and between me and my family.
I want to say this, that DeMar Smith hit it right on the head when he was saying, this is the problem now, what's going on with the NFL because of this public opinion. Making no rules as a game. There's no consistency. So what needs to happen is same thing like after the Ray Rice thing. You have to force rules equal to place for going forward. This is what happens if this happens. Now, you can't just flop and see your pants and make all kind of ruling. And that's what Roger Goodell is doing. He just asked the spirit move him. That's what he's ruling on. I think that's what he is.
Somebody on ESPN, because I frequent the ESPN stories, but I look at the comments a lot. Somebody made it and basically said the same point you said. Public opinion determines the punishment in the NFL, and it can't be the mob rule like that, right?
I agree.
That is true,
because like you say, Calhoun, it's like whatever someone get in trouble with is how the media or the public take it. That's how Roger Goodell come down on his punishment. And I think that's some BS.
And when you start that up as he started, you're on a very slippery slope, which is what he's on. Second, I have to say it again, that piece of crap player representative DeMar Smith, he's not kicking up enough butt on all this stuff, man. He's not fighting hard enough. And like I was thinking, we long for the days of Paul Tackle and Gene Upshaw, because at least there you see them mutual respect. It seems to me Roger Goodell is treating him like a field hand, like, don't come in here talking now. Know your role, get your check, know about your business, let the grown-ups handle this. Because they even have something in place with the new players agreement that if you appeal your case, guess who you go to? So Roger Goodell rule, you appeal, you go back to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. It's like DeMar Smith has got to be the worst player representative in all three major sports.
He probably in with Roger Goodell. They in cahoots.
I think that
it seems like it's like he's going before the judge and the district attorney.
We talked about AP enough and off the field issues. Let's hit some on the field issues. What you guys saw last week that stood out to you?
That's a horrible segue in there.
It is. I need make a segue for me then.
Well, I guess it'd be like, well, you can see the demise of Minnesota because ever since this has happened, it seemed like the team had collapsed.
But they haven't been collapsing. They're 4-6.
Shit,
it would have been good with AP.
Yeah, they'd be the same place they would be with AP without AP.
No, AP would have got them at least 2 more wins.
They wouldn't be 6-4 with AP.
4-6 is also good in the NFC South.
Yes. I agree.
Minnesota probably would be 5. He may get them 1 win. 1 win more, but he wouldn't tip the scales that much. He's been on the team so 7 years, and they've only had a winning record 1, maybe 2 years. So he doesn't tip the scales that much. No, they haven't.
Yes, they have, man. AP done went to the playoff, I know, at least 3 times. Googly. You bought a computer, Googly. All
right.
Wait a minute. This is a Winnipeg show. Fuck Minnesota.
Thank you. Let's go on and get away from these fuckers. All right, what y'all saw with the Falcons, man? Thank you for that segue, Calhoun. We needed that.
Yeah. What I thought about the Falcons, Mike Smith lived to fight another day.
I told y'all this, the Falcons are going to backdoor their way into the playoffs. There's going to be so much of a fuck-up.
I'm a Falcon fan, die hard. They're not going to make it. They're not going to be Arizona. They're not going to be Green Bay. There's a 50-50 chance they might be Cleveland this week. But the Falcons, they done got it all up, hyped you out, everybody up, and they're going to tease you at the end. They're going to let you down.
In the words of good, man, let me get a chop at this lump. To me, you know what the Falcons is? The Falcons is a limp dick at an orgy. That's what they are. Somebody's orgy, but you can't get hard. They did exactly what we said they were going to do, Digital Darren.
Yeah.
They knew they would win that game, but they need to lose that game. Here's some statistics. Going into that game, Falcons had 11 sacks. I repeat, out of 9 games, 11 sacks on the year. 7 of them came against Tampa Bay. I don't know why they went back-to-back against Tampa Bay and Carolina, probably two of the four worst teams in the NFL. Of course they'll win.
They got 4 wins. The funny thing about all their 4 wins, they come against division rivals, right? So they can't beat nobody outside the NFL South.
And they're going to lose game, man. We don't have to worry about that during they were in the playoffs. Because, as RTR said, not only a 50-50 against the Browns, you're going to lose to the Cardinals. But
yes.
You're going to Green Bay. You're going to lose that. Pittsburgh coming into town, then you're going to New Orleans. My 6-4 is going to stand just fine. 6-10, and they might go 5-11 because they might beat Carolina here. But I'm telling you right now, man, the Falcons, that clown, Mike Smith, he did that. They want another bubble screen. Somebody please kick him in the ass. Please, one more screen on that left side. It's ridiculous. Again, 16-3, and they lit up off the gas. And you come back, Carolina came back 17-16 with that shit-ass squad. And if it wasn't for them, that bullshit kicker missing that field goal, and then Rashid Hagerman, of all people, blocking the field goal, to lose the game. That game was upsetting.
It really was, Eddie. You really think the kicker from bailing you out, Mike Smith?
Oh, my God. It was about to be Detroit all over again. This time he's going to get his ass tapped on the shoulder, though.
Who going to tap him on the shoulder?
Arthur Man, who was right by him, Arthur Blank.
I've come to realize something about Blank.
What, he's a pussy?
He's a 70-year-old man. He's 70, what, 3 or something like that? He's not with all this young folks jiving and hoopla. He probably don't even want to fight. He just wants somebody else to do it for him. You know what I'm saying? So.
The ball of the Dimitrov game in, game out, sitting right next to him. But you really got some balls, son.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm still thinking about how the hell our second round pick we draft a fucking special team with. This Hagerman, he ain't shit. He's a fucking special teamer. All he do is block fucking extra point and field goals.
Have any of y'all
what?
Seen Tim Jernigan this year? Tim Jernigan collapsed. Tim Jernigan doing this thing.
Who now, told y'all to get Tim Jernigan, though?
Took Rashid Hagerman around ahead of Tim Jernigan.
Who told y'all to get Tim Jernigan, though?
Lennon?
No, Daniel Darren said that.
Yeah, you should have sent that email. We should have wrote Arthur Blank about that.
Oh, actually, the email is actually getting hand-delivered this weekend to Arthur Blank, or this week on Friday to Falcons headquarters. I want to get away from the Falcons because we all know the Falcons are going to do what they do. They're going to grab your dick, jerk it all the way to the house. Then as soon as you get to the house, they're going to say they're on their period, right? They're going to just play with you and let you down when it hurt the most.
Not gonna let you finish. Right when the pre-call come out, they're gonna stop. And I ain't gonna let you get it all out. This is what happens when we do it in the morning.
Without any alcohol or weed or whatever you need. Or some pussy, right? the kids, we just playing. Maybe not, but we just playing with y'all.
We're gonna edit that part out anyway.
Calhoun told me to keep it in.
Hey, you talking about? And we don't condone drug use and alcohol here at Digital Darren, but we don't condemn it either.
Alright, let's go on to start. This we're gonna do mid-season awards. It's a little after mid-season. We're gonna do some mid-season awards, some fun awards. We're gonna do the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award first, just for this week. So let's start off with the Lewinsky Award. Who get your Lewinsky this week?
Probably go to Arizona. You down Carson Palmer out for the season. What's the dude named Skeleton?
Skeleton. Actually, Drew Stanton. They had Drew Stanton. Skeleton. Drew Stanton was the quarterback last week. So.
Oh, Stanton?
Yeah.
So, I got to go. You bring in your backup, and you still win a game. It looks like you probably will win the West.
Go ahead, Calhoun.
No, I'll cut you off. What you
say? I was gonna say I know that this is a pro picks and kicks, but this guy played so good in college, I have to give him both the professional and the college Lewinsky Award. Nah, Melvin Gordon for University of Wisconsin. He ran for 415 yards against Nebraska on like 20 carries or some shit. He averaged like 17 yards a carry. He gets the Lewinsky Award.
Huh?
Yeah, he broke the record in the third, but he had more yards. I want to say he won again like 435 or something like that. But anyway, whenever you can break a record and have 400 yards in three quarters against Nebraska, or do, you know, Power Five conference competition. You deserve a hell of a lot of Lewinsky, at least from DigitalDarren.com podcast show. So Melvin, go ahead and he get my Lewinsky award. Calhoun, I'm sorry about cutting you off.
Dude, I seen some of the highlights. Let that from the plantation. No, you were better. Mine go to the team that's gonna get me lunch this week. That's the Rams. Me and Digital Darren had an old bet going, RTR. Told him the Rams
what the bet was.
It was against the Rams and the Broncos, and I had told him the Broncos had a 14. The line was 14. I was like, they got too much of a running game, and they got too much defense to get blown out. Plus Digital Darren. Hey, man, I'll blow anybody out. I said, well, let's make a bet off the air. Well, let's do it on the air. I said, well, come on with it, man. So, yeah, only did not get blown out, but they blew out the Broncos 22-7. Again, they go pay with that pressure bust pipe shit.
Let me stop Calhoun, and I have to pat myself on the back. Because Calhoun forgot about our bit. I reminded him of the bit or whatever. And so.
You can't pat yourself on the back for losing.
We both lost. You had Denver winning. You said not by 14, though, or not by 21. You want me to play what you said last week?
Listen, 21.
Hey, but anyway. That's good, Lewinsky. Let's go on and go to the You Suck Award.
Which is a good segue, because I'm going to give it to Peyton Manning. How you have that many weapons? You coming in fire hot, and you look at and you get blown out, you only put 7 points forward. Peyton Manning, and I'm giving it to the Falcons for winning. Hey, look, jackasses. We need draft picks and need two guys fired. You're gonna get, well, we need more than two fired. But we need the two or the three. Yeah, we need everybody out of there. So we need you to do what you need to do so we can have a successful next 5 years. Do your job and lose like you're gonna lose.
Well, Calhoun, you took mine. I'm gonna get a you sort of fucking kicker for Carolina. You fucking up all season, man. You should have made that kick.
I told someone, if you're a Falcons fan, you want them to lose these games. You know, at home, we're in first place. We might go down to do it.
Oh, don't worry. The Falcons are going to lose the rest. They got everybody hyped up, but ain't that going to happen. Like you say, then I got everybody on hard, then they gonna give up the pussy at the end of the day. They're going to be a big tease.
Here comes the slide. Here comes the slippery slide. Everybody get ready. Who's your you suck? This is there.
It got to be the Rams and the Broncos. Like you say, the Rams were fucking me over. And the Broncos were fucking me over. Broncos should have beat the shit out the Rams. Every other week except for the week I get online and bet they will beat the shit out the Rams. So, but now I open my mouth. They don't beat the shit out the Rams, so the Broncos get it and the Rams get it. Now I gotta buy Calhoun some food. At least it's a buffet, so I'll be covered on that end.
To your spot.
Yeah, we're going to my Indian spot.
It's a sand spot.
It's a what?
Sand.
I thought that was what they called our rackets. Are they all the same thing?
Ain't they? Also, like there's a difference. This is like saying Japanese and Chinese. I don't give a shit about the swimming guys. I'm gonna give it off to Andre 3000 with the braid dreads, RG3. That's trying his best to get out of the lead. That we're looking at the second coming of Vince Young.
He's worse than Vince Young, and you know what's even more condescending? I don't know if y'all seen that commercial they have, that USAA commercial where they talking about insurance and they show him and his mom, and just the look, the smug look this has on his face at all times. Like, I'm sure they ready to punch his lights out in that locker room. You can look and tell that they ready to kick his ass. And it's like he like a little kid, he just run up to Daniel Snyder and hide behind him whenever he can.
Yeah, he's a mix between Jamarcus Russell and Vince Young. But you see, Jake Gruden called his ass up.
What did he say?
Yeah. Oh, Jake Gruden gave it to him.
Like, he need to worry about his fucking self.
Yeah, he was like, Robert Griffin, the quarterback position was less than average. He's like, he need to worry about his position, his reason, not anyone else's position on the field. He was doing one-step jumps instead of threes, three steps instead of fives, five instead of seven. He wasn't accurate. Man, he got in him.
Handcuffed to him for one more year, I feel. You know what I'm saying? But
he's gonna get another job somewhere. That's why RG3 is the NFL version of their roles and talent.
He need to get healthy before he keep running back out there. First of all, think he's Superman.
Then people are just like, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Let him fall on his face.
But he really gets some of your skin, doesn't he?
I mean, not my skin, because I don't like the Redskins. I don't give a damn about the Redskins. But, you know, I just think that that's the look he portrays. And if you read between the lines, that's what everybody's saying and been saying about him. Go ahead.
I feel a little bit the same way. I'm a little more invested in the Redskins because I don't really want them to get mad because if I get my money, I want to come out with the old face. that'll be my thing. Or blackface. So I want the Redskins to keep their man. So I'm looking for them to be a little more special. But RG3 is fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah.
So do you think at some point do they just sit him down, go with Court McCoy or something? Or are they going to ride him out?
They going to ride him out. There's nowhere here you go with anybody else. He's been an asshole this far down the pipe. You keep letting him be an entitled asshole. Like, he has to basically get caught fucking Daniel Snyder's son and daughter at the same time to get out of there.
And he might still have a job to that contract, though.
Is that, you gotta think they gave away what? We talk about the Falcons giving a lot away for Julio. My God.
They gave away the whole bunch of
them. Yeah. But let's go on and slide into some mid-season. We know it's a little after mid-season awards. The season been going, you know, up and down so far. Just want to know what you guys think, who playing at a high level. Let's start off with Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who you guys got?
I got Kevin Lurie, and he's the only thing Kevin Newton has. The knock on him is he doesn't have Ferrari speed. He has more like Jeep Wrangler speed. Like, he's not getting away from it. He tackles Deacon, who's running with him, but he's big. He's going to get the ball. He really is being all he can be with Cam. He's giving him a target because he's all he has. And he's really, besides Cam and Luke Kuechly, the only bright spot on that team.
I'll agree. I give him the nod over Sammy Watkins for the simple fact Sammy Watkins has been hurt. And Kevin Benjamin hasn't. And then the close second or third would be Brandon Cooks from New Orleans. Those would be the ones who get it from me.
Brandon Cooks been doing his thing.
Sammy Watkins has too, but he's been hurt, right? So, you know.
Yeah, he's been hurt a lot. But when he's in there, he's been playing, though.
Yeah. Double R, who gets your rookie of the year, your offensive rookie of the year?
I think him and Benjamin have probably been the best two rookie receivers.
Yeah.
Oh no, you got to throw your boy from Tampa Bay in there. You got to throw him in.
Oh, Mike Evans. Yeah, you do got to put him in there too.
He been having a good year, even though Tampa Bay ain't been doing nothing.
What about defensive rookie of the year? We know it's not Rashid Hageman, right?
We know it ain't Clowney.
I don't know why I can really just think of some of the Rams games, man. That kid really jumped out.
Who?
The boy.
I was gonna say Aaron Donald. I was gonna say Khalil Mack had flashes, but I would say just consistently, probably Aaron Donald, right? He's been
Khalil Mack, he sucks, so it don't, if he do have it, he can overshadow by it. Sorry. Let me ask you guys this. What do you rate Jake Matthew play so far this season?
Learning, but again, he's been given more than he should have been given his rookie year. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Falcons thrust him into left tackle. And Calhoun made a good point about Jake Matthews a long time ago. Everybody who was doing him are the people who do everybody. So I think he's had growing pains. If I was giving him a letter grade, I would give him like a B minus or something.
I'm going to say the best part lineman on the Falcons team. The best thing.
That says more about the Falcons than it says about him.
Yeah, that's not saying anything. It's like going in a goddamn, it's like fucking a whole bunch of bitches after an Asian guy. So what you stood out there, buddy. I tell you what, I was watching that Tennessee game, and that boy who they drafted after Jake Matthews looked damn good to me. That left tackle with the Tennessee Titans, Lent, the boy from Michigan.
Tyler Loman.
I mean,
you saw one game, right? We've seen Jake Moore in depth, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
Jake get whipped every game.
But come on, like you said, the people who whip him are people who whipping everybody. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So it's not.
He have a way better line than a Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true too. So, I try math, but right now I get a nigga C minus.
I'll give him a B minus. I just think that those are growing pains. He's playing the hardest position for a lineman to play, so I think he's just getting growing pains with that.
But he played it in college. This ain't new to him.
It's a big difference between goddamn Florida's best defensive end coming at you and Jared Allen coming at you. You know what I'm saying? So
might have been.
That's it. Let's go on and go to the coach of the year. Who would you give the coach of the year to right now?
The same one I would have gave it to. Who we would have got? Bruce Arians. It doesn't matter about injury. It doesn't matter where he had them boys prepared. He had them hyped up. He had them in the right frame of mind. He had them accepting their roles. Like they were saying, Larry Fitzgerald is back seat to Mike Brown. And he's matching. It doesn't matter. Winning is the key in Arizona. And you got to know how Bruce Arians plays the game. I love this sense. And last year with him with the coach, last year with Arizona, they were still 10-6 or 11-5 last year. And they just doing a transition, man. Bruce Arians is a hell of a coach.
That's true, but I'm going with a brother. I'm going with my guy in Detroit. He got those guys playing good. What's his name? The old coach.
Cardwell.
I'm glad he got a second chance. He's back at it. He got Detroit playing. So we're gonna see how long this lasts, but. I like the way that the Lions playing right now.
That's a damn good one because the Lions have been injured all across the board. Kevin Johnson been out. Holly's been out. It's from everyone. Reggie Bush. Man, he's been doing it. The three tight end man when they beat us. The one that dropped the edge.
The Lions ain't been winning big, but they've been winning. The key thing, they've been winning games, close games.
I agree with both of you guys. I would say Bruce Arians deserves a lot of credit. Jim Caldwell deserves a lot of credit. I'm just throwing another name just to be different and unique, just to give a third perspective. I go with Chip Kelly.
Yeah, Chip Kelly, they've been doing
anything. I think he's proven he's a good coach and his system can work anywhere with anybody. I mean, granted, they got their ass whooped this Sunday with Mark Sanchez, but they went and beat somebody that Sunday. And I just believe playing Green Bay in Green Bay at this time of the year is hard shit to do. So I don't really hold too bad on them or whatever.
Well, I get that a little bit.
All right. Who would you give?
Chip Kelly because he's an asshole with the media.
Belichick is too, but everybody sucks him off every chance they get.
He worse than Belichick.
All right. Who the defensive player of the year to you guys so far?
Watch that day when he is very disruptive.
You get
disrupted.
And they making JJ Watt earn that money. Motherfucker, go play tight end.
I'm talking about everything.
What JJ Watt? I know he got at least 3 touchdowns, don't he, this season?
Oh no, man,
I know he took at least two fumbles back for a touchdown.
Hey, he's been amazing. He's been doing his thing.
I was going to say, I don't want to say JJ, well, I want to say Justin Houston. That's who I got, Justin Houston from Kansas City. And I like Peppers too. I think Peppers done put a step back in Green Bay defense.
Not bad. I gotta go with Watt though. See what that gets. See how you had the hello? Yep. I didn't know what Justin Houston Peppers did. Hello? Is it Mike?
Houston leading the league in sacks again.
Who, Peppers?
Houston.
Oh, yeah. Houston. No, I said Houston may have a good season.
Y'all just like, Calhoun just like J.J. Watt, because he white, and Calhoun just a plantation.
J.J. Watt got some in him, Calhoun. Don't let that fool you.
No, he don't, because on that NFL commercial where he trying to dance, he doesn't have any black person.
Hey, Cleveland, you know what? When you know the white boy to run a 4-3? Never.
They why they ran no damn 4-3?
Bullshit, man. Y'all can't take the sarcasm.
Oh.
All right, what's up with week 12? Let's get these picks going.
Well, we got two more. Who's your offensive MVP player of the year?
Offensive?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's a great choice. That young man been balling his ass off.
I don't know where he came from. But mama, that's the whole
thing.
I don't know.
He does everything.
Everything, every route, everywhere. I mean, he's been in the league for years. I don't know what got him to initially fight on that dope. But he has just been phenomenal. It's been amazing. And Big Ben giving it to him. What's crazy is it doesn't even matter now if they doubling him. If it's the status on top, the corners and is in his hip pocket, and the linebackers underneath him, man. He is still making hell of a play. That's mine. What's yours?
Mine will probably be the your boy from the Cowboy running back.
Oh, DeMarco Murray. That's a good one.
DeMarco Murray, yeah. He's leading the league right now. He's been having a great season.
Man, that's a damn good one.
You know,
I don't
like the Cowboys.
Mine gonna be Jamal Charles.
No, he done came back because Jamal Charles, he started off slow. He done got hot these last couple weeks now. And he been carrying me on fantasy, I must say. All right.
Who else, there? What's the next one?
MVP.
You just said him.
That's Offensive Player of the Year.
Come on, offense, MVP is an offensive award now.
You know MVP gonna go to one of your white four.
Nah, I think this year's the one of them boys we just named. I don't think you know Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. They not popping off like these guys.
Brady popping off and then
Aaron Rodgers been balling these last couple weeks too.
I think Brady been popping off too.
Let these sport writers get them to the world. We know what the deal is. These boys we just named, these the ones have been not all season, not the last couple of weeks. Not a little all season, three boys that we named. That's who, well not Jamal Charles, but DeMarco Murray and Antonio Brown. Man, those folks have been balling all year.
Alright, so they're gonna go to week 12 picks. The first game is Kansas City at the Raiders. The line is Kansas City by 7.5.
Let's go. I got Kansas City and the line.
I got both. KC and the line.
I got Kansas City. I don't have the line, though. All right, so we all got Kansas City over the Raiders. The Raiders, do they go 0-16?
Boy, they could.
Man, it looks like it's looking that way. They might squeeze one out.
They should win at least two games, though. So, I don't know which two, but they should.
It's six games left, including this one. I don't see them winning two. They may slip by somebody for one, but I damn sure don't see them winning two.
With the first pick of the 2015 draft, the Oakland Raiders selected quarterback Jameis Winston from Florida State.
Do they go down that road again, picking a black quarterback from the same city as Jamarcus Russell?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And
I think he's going to go to the Jets or somewhere.
Nah, I'm dead serious. Can the Raiders go down that road again?
All that bullshit he brings is up the Raiders. Yes, he's Raiders built. You're not going to pass up on Jamarcus Winston. I mean,
see, you about to call him.
Hey, man, we'll call him Jamarcus Winston.
Yeah, you might as well. That's going to be our new name for him, Jamarcus Winston, especially with the Raiders.
What a great one, Calhoun.
Hey, you slipping the greatness sometime, Calhoun.
That's what it I'm telling you, Jamar Clemson going to the Raiders.
You really think that? Double R, you think that?
Yeah, man, they cannot go down that road and pick that man. They pick. I can't see him doing it.
I can't either.
My heart this day. I'm telling you right now.
So this one of your locks on the podcast. Is this a Calhoun lock?
This is a Calhoun lock in November. That the Raiders are picking Jamarcus Winston.
Alright. Hey, it's all barring injury. We need those type of calls on the podcast. Alright, so the first 1 o'clock game is the Browns at the Falcons.
Lord, please be a Browns win.
I don't have no faith in the Falcons. I'll go with the Browns too,
Cowboys. I think the Falcons keep playing with your dick in the car. I think they win. The line is allowed about 3.5. I don't think they cover, but I think they win. We all from Atlanta. We know Atlanta gonna get you to the. They gonna get you hard as you ever been before, just to let you down. They gonna really play with us on this. They gonna win. They gonna wind up fucking around going some shit like 8-8 or 7-9 and get. Or lose the last game of the year in New Orleans to miss the playoffs. That's the Falcons' way possible.
I won't say that deep, but this team is too garbage. You're not gonna go 7-9 going in Green Bay, playing Pittsburgh. Now here's my thing on this. I believe either Pittsburgh or the Browns is gonna give them a win. Don't know which one.
Double R, you got Cleveland winning too, right?
Yeah, I got Cleveland.
DigitalDarren.com, the show, a couple of people from the show will be at the game Sunday. So if you see us, say what's up to us.
Scratch,
man,
I'm gonna go with the Falcons.
You sure, Calhoun?
No, but I'm gonna go with
them.
Cause I think they gonna fuck
me.
That's why.
They are gonna fuck you. That's what it is. They do that better than most.
Come on, Crowell. Come on, what's his name? Fresh out
of Josh Gordon.
Dude, fresh out of the suspension. I forgot it.
Josh Gordon.
Nah, the suspension from smoking weed.
Yeah, Josh Gordon, the receiver.
Yeah, Josh Gordon. Yeah. I thought you said Scott Jordan.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm wrong with the Browns. Fuck that.
Come on.
Alright, boy.
All right, the next 1 o'clock game is the Titans at the Eagles.
I like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles too. The line is Philly by 11.5. They don't cover that line, but I like
the
Eagles.
They don't cover that either. That was
Sanchez. I mean, that's just a high line period, right? So, all right, then we got Detroit at New England.
New England. I'm picking Detroit.
Woo! The game is at New England. The Patriots are the hottest team in the league by far. New England wins, and they win by double digits.
That's my upset pick, Detroit.
Yep.
The line is New England by 7. They win by double digits in my book.
I get them in the line.
The next game is the Packers at the Vikings. The line is Green Bay by 10.
I'll take that.
I'll take the Pack.
You take the line too?
Yes, I do.
Calhoun, you take the line too?
Of course I do. They've been blowing teams up too long. Yeah, I take it. Matthews looking like Matthews again.
Alright. The next game is Jacksonville at the Colts.
Colts.
Well, y'all are just saying the Colts. I said this last week with Calhoun. I don't take the Colts serious. They lost to the Patriots. I got the Jaguars winning. The line of the Colts by 14.
What they won? One game?
Hey, they going to beat the Colts. This is my upset pick, then.
You've been picking the Jaguars all season. They ain't been doing that.
They going to do something this week.
We need this, man. Come on with it. I know you do the Jaguars and MLB do the Raiders. Come on.
The next game in the Bengals at the Texans. The Bengals at the Texans.
I like the Texans.
Bengals.
I'm going with, what's his name, Ryan Mallett.
Oh, you going with the Texans?
Yes, I am. I have no trust in Andy Dalton. Did y'all say he was a Longhorn quarterback? Run. You got it.
I got Cincinnati winning. Lord knows I don't want to trust Andy Dalton, but Right now, I guess, Samuel L. Jackson said this in one movie, I forgot. Is the unknown known better than the known unknown? Nah, this was actually in the Boondocks when he was on. Yeah, that was the Boondocks. He said in the Boondocks, I forget, the Xbox Killer episode.
The absence of evidence.
Yeah, he said the unknown known is greater than the known unknown or something like that. I got all that to say, I got Andy Dalton. At least you know what you're getting with him.
Okay, Andy Dalton, AJ Green looking like he back in form. I got Jeremy Hill on my fantasy. I'm going with Andy Dalton. I actually got Andy Dalton, but he will not be starting. But
fuck Andy Dalton. This motherfucker gave me a -6 on my fantasy. I'm going against him every game. I hope he break his neck.
God, y'all are double up. All right, we got the Jets and the Bills.
I'm going with Vic starting with them boys, man. I'm going with the Bills still. Mario Williams coming out like a car crash. I'm going with them. I'm going with Vic. Fuck it. They done turned Buckhead into a high scale shopping area
starting today. Buckhead was a party city with was a party area when Michael Vick was here. So I'm going to reminisce, and it's Throwback Thursday tomorrow. So I'm going to reminisce and just say Vick going to win for old time's sake.
You know, Mike Vick here, that fine bitch in high school that got them 6 kids and on gang 75. Okay? I'm not going to throw that at all. You know, Mike Vick, he's in jail who got all them promises of how I'm never going to steal again. I'm done with selling dope. I just want to work at McDonald's making $7 an hour. That's not going to work long. He's going to start traveling to McDonald's.
Especially after he was selling big dope, huh?
Yeah, he's talking
about. Hey, that fine bitch in high school with 6 kids know how to suck a dick and fuck you good, so I'm rolling with my dick. He still know how to win.
All right, the next game is Tampa Bay and Chicago. This is the shitty bowl, ain't it?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay because I want Lovie Smith to get some get back against his old team. That's the only reason I'm going with Tampa Bay.
I'm going with Tampa Bay because you don't know what you're getting with Jay Cutler. They won last week, but that motherfucker threw 3 interceptions. Chicago sucks right now.
Yeah, but what is the Bucks? It's probably Oakland Jaguars and then Tampa Bay. That's probably the worst things in the head. I'm going with Chicago. And I know that's crazy, too, because Jay Cutler, you want to talk about an entitled asshole. He had like a spoiled, rich, white kid with money. He's horrible. He is the jackass of all jackass.
But you said this in the quarterback steakhouse comparison. Is he worse because he got money?
Exactly. And worse than the nigga with money is the who had money all his life. Man, he act like it. But, and I'm not trusting that nigga Lovie Smith.
The next game is Arizona and Seattle. The line is Seattle by 6.
I'm going with Seattle.
I like Arizona. They don't cover. Double R, you said you like Arizona too, right?
I like Arizona, yeah.
I don't think the Seahawks are that good. I think they're good, but not that good. I think them and the 49ers in the same boat. They done lost the still. I think the balance of power is shifting in the NFL in general, away from that division.
I agree with
the Rams coming up now. One more year, the Rams might be running the division.
I think one more year, the Rams will be up there, but I think Seattle and San Francisco will be back. Because I think San Francisco has a dud in Colin Kaepernick. And I think their style of play wears and tears a team out. And it's not like you could just go replace 20 people. You know what I'm saying? Like that grinded out style. That's a hard style to play for years and years on end. Especially when everybody in that division is playing the same way. So.
Exactly what I said. But the thing about Seattle is they're bailing all their talent. So that's the problem that's going on. Now, you talk about Percy Harvin. Who was Percy Harvin? It's not like I'm going to go to He don't have any kind of. He has nothing. But because the game is Seattle, is where I'm going with Seattle.
All right, the next game in the Rams at the Chargers.
I'm going with going with the Chargers?
I'm going with the Chargers, too.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
I know you will, because they beat your god of football. You think because they beat Peyton Manning and St. Louis, you're going to just go down there and whoop Phillip Rivers' ass? No, they're not.
Speaking of Peyton Manning, next game is the Dolphins at the Broncos. The line is Denver by 7.5.
I like Denver by 7.
I like Denver, but it's going to be a problem. I don't think Miami is better than what we think. See, this year we have to break the chains of what we've been used to in the NFL for the last 10 fucking years. And that's teams like the Dolphins being good, the Rams being pretty good, the Browns being pretty decent. So you gotta get out of the mind frame of, oh, these are your same old, you know, Detroit. I think the Broncos win, but I don't think they cover.
The next 4:25 game is the Redskins at the 49ers, excuse me.
I like the 49ers. I think Robert Griffin gonna continue to single-handedly dismantle and fuck up the Redskins organization.
Yeah, he is giving a little bit of dick. Who did you have for the Broncos?
I said Denver. We all had Denver.
Oh, okay. Along with the Niners on this one, too. I'm with Rashad. Isn't that more to say? RTR sweat.
Yeah, you got Rashad. Double R said it all. There's no reason to even talk about RG3 anymore. The Cowboys at the Giants, excuse
me. I like it.
Cowboys.
Double R, did you say Cowboys?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Eli looking bad, man. I got him on fantasy, too. He's single-handedly fucking me, too. Hey, man, and the Dalton.
That rookie looked good, though.
Odell Beckham. And then the last game, the Monday night game, is Baltimore at the Saints.
I like the Ravens.
The line is the line is New Orleans by 3. I like the Ravens, too. This is why the Falcons are going to make the playoffs.
All right, so I never do it on purpose. I'm going to go ahead and do an upset pick. Because I think the Ravens win, but I'm going to go with the Saints. One, being stupid, I'm going with my heart. I want the Saints to win and knock the fucking birds out of first place. We do not in first place. I want everything to go down. But I'm going to. This is total Falcon fan. On your team, and we lose, and the Saints to win. But the Saints at home, you can't lose to Cincinnati and come right back and lose the ball. Lord have mercy.
If they do that, what happens then?
Oh, my God. If they lose and the Falcons win Sunday, we might be in some trouble.
We will be in trouble.
Yeah. Hi, well, that's been week 12 NFL Picks and Kicks. Thank you guys for listening. DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to check us on iTunes, Stitcher, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.